Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
By Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Starting with the Panthers, who will host their media day today in Sunrise. The Cats will open up the preseason with a split squad game on in Nashville on the 21st. Tobin and Leroy will be broadcasting live from Amaranth Bank Arena today. Over to the Marlins, who beat the Rockies 6-5. Game two of the three-game series is tonight with the first pitch at 8:40 from Coors Field. And Inter-Miami took down Seattle by a final of 3-1. Next up, Miami hosts D.C. on Saturday. The Joe Rose Show continues now.
Dude, he's top tier. You know, if it's not with his arm, it's with his legs. You know, that dude can do literally anything he wants. So, definitely different skill set for me. I can't do half of what he does when it comes to running the ball and any of that. And then with how he can just chuck a ball down the field, you know, with how far and the arm strength that he has, you know, he's supreme when it comes to that. So it's going to be fun. Get to see him, get to play him again, and we'll see.
All right, welcome back. That was Tua Tagovailoa talking about Josh Allen. Head-to-head competition, Tua is 1-8. Josh Allen against the Miami Dolphins in 7 years. So far, 13-2 with a playoff win in there, if you're wondering how we got to the odd number there. But, 37 touchdowns, 8 picks so far. And so they'll go – see what happens. Yes, it was kind of weird. I mean, it's one thing to compliment the guy you're playing against and saying, hey, man, he's, you know, he's an MVP. He's been really good. But break him down and then take a shot at yourself. Look, we say all the same things. Don't get me wrong. Tua's, like he said, can't run like him and doesn't have his arm, which everybody knows. Nobody – you can be Tua's biggest fan. You go, well, I can't argue with that part. But
it's hearing it out loud that's kind of jarring.
I just, again, if they're winning, the culture thing,
well,
yes. I know, but every day I'm doing shows off somebody saying, carrying on about the culture yesterday because Mike was asked about it. And then Tua was asked about playing against Josh Allen. Yeah, nobody expected him to say I'm half the player he is. And I know I saw the comments. Well, then why don't you take half the money and give the other half back?
And it's not a good look for a starting NFL quarterback. I don't know how many guys around the league. And they all do this, right? They all say nice stuff about each other, which
nobody's
going
to. Nobody
Josh
comes
Allen
out.
Had lovely comments about the Dolphins. He really sugarcoated the mess that is the Dolphins.
So they got
all the stuff they do.
So they got a good pass rush and.
They don't. I mean, none of the stuff he said is true.
Well, they got a good pass rush.
But, you know.
I get right now everything's, you know, bad, but they got some good players.
I just don't hear starting quarterback money. I don't hear that guy saying that kind of stuff. How are you supposed to go back in the locker room and instill confidence in your guys that we're going to go up to Buffalo as, you know, two touchdown underdogs and win?
Yeah. Hey, listen, I was very surprised to hear him say, go that far. That's like,
it's throwing in the towel.
I don't know about throwing in the towel.
I don't want to hear that.
I mean, I know. See, this is where you always go.
Joe, how much time?
I understand. Listen, I'm just going to say this. I agree.
And captains and culture. And
I agree. Listen, Josh Allen's a man of the Buffalo Bills people, and Tua's not. I don't disagree with all those things. And he wants to go home and play video games and hang out with his family. And Josh wants to, his image in his city's different. And he's been better and all those things. But, I mean, you're getting into now you're saying, like, he doesn't want to win this game or something. Of course they want to try to win.
He doesn't want to win. I'm just saying that's not the kind of talk. I think nobody wants to hear that.
I agree.
How do you go back into your locker room and look those guys in the eyes and say, hey, we're going to go up there. We're going to beat these guys.
Well, they're too busy all watching extra tape. So you would know that. Yeah, so yeah. That whole thing.
Sorry.
But it was like, to take that much of a shot at yourself. He was accurate, but you don't have to, say it. Everybody's aware of the situation and the way things are and the way things ended in the last game and, and then everybody's saying, well, Tua kind of threw Mike under the bus and Mike kind of threw his coach and players under the bus. And I go, oh my God, this is all what had all this stuff is what happens when you lose. This is when you lose and the national media is having a field day. They are just, they can't get enough sound bites from our coaches and our players and just go, man, this is great, because a lot of them thought we were going to be just the way we played in the first two games. And the only way it's going to stop is if they get a win. And I know what you're thinking. They got no shot to win this game. You're going, Buffalo would have to play down and turn the ball over so many times to have a chance to win. And by the way, I mean, can you stop the run? Can you put some pressure on Josh Allen when you do stop the run and you get him in some third down and long situations. And then on the other side of the ball, they've had great success with things they do. They're one of the original teams that figured this thing out with Mike's offense. They were one of the teams that kind of got this thing. All right, we got a good idea. We're not going to give up the big plays down the field. We'll keep it in front of us. And listen, they obviously had our number and everybody else in the AFC. So this thing's went from Tom Brady right over to Josh Allen. Nice little handoff. Josh, Tom goes, here, Josh, take it. It's yours now. And it's looked like that for sure. Hey,
I can't get over those comments, man. I'm sorry. It's just painful to listen to. Hey, you know what? Here's an idea. How about the next time we're picking a quarterback, why don't we get a guy that at least plays the game, right? Like that acts the part. I'm so tired of this whole, like, we go from Tannehill, who, the guy never sees the light of day, to this guy who's like, I don't hear any, but I just go home and play game night.
Yeah.
I just want a guy who plays the game a little bit, man. It's part of the deal. You're going to make $250 million to play quarterback and lead a team. It's part of the deal.
Right.
Maybe they could sit with your guy and do some kind of training or something. Or maybe it's just something you have in you. I don't know, but.
Hey,
I'm not trying to throw Marino into this, but I can't imagine him saying something like that.
This is still
such losery talk.
This is still Dan Marino's town.
Yeah, and that's embarrassing. That's sad. No, not a knock on him, but when was that? Well, he's been out of the league, 20 years more?
20 something, yes. Yeah.
How is it still his town? Like, come on, man.
I wish Tua would lean on Dan Marino more, but he doesn't.
And well, that's on Tua. That's an indictment.
And Danny's not going to step on anybody's toes over there because, he's already, if he sees something and a guy's teaching it and Danny's did it for 20 years at the highest level and says, if he was to say, hey, that's not the way to do it, then you're showing up. So he's in a tough situation. So he's a class act over there and he doesn't say anything. Well,
maybe if you got a quarterback that wasn't the most mentally weak guy in the game, he could actually go over and have a real conversation with the guy.
I think the same thing went back with Ryan Tannehill. Like, yeah. Hey, Ryan, 13's over there. Go ask him a question when you see him.
Imagine not using that guy as a resource.
He's seen it all.
Pathetic.
He's been hit by the biggest guy. He's seen it. He's had Bruce Smith over the top of him. Anyway, hey, we've got more stuff to get to. Henry Crockett's going to join us, president of the Orange Bowl, former NFL linebacker, and also the Crockett brother. I used to love to say the Crockett brothers, man, from Ely High School. All right, we've got that. We're going to talk about the good news going on at the Orange Bowl. Paul Maurice is going to join us as well, coming up in the show, going for a three-peat. God, can you believe that? The Panthers, the Florida Panthers going for a three-peat, got everybody back, got everybody signed. We'll talk to Coach about getting ready and what it might look like coming back for a third straight run at this thing. And by the way, fourth trip, potentially they do it again this year, fourth trip to the finals. Just incredible what they've been able to do as well. Hey, something else going on, and very important. You know, a lot of my brothers out there have gone through their hard times, man. It's happened to a lot of guys. You get in a mental funk. It affects you, whether it's a breakup or a shakeup in a relationship with somebody, to going through changes in your job and losing your job, and just find yourself off the road there and you're having trouble getting back on the road again. Dr. Barry and his staff at Recovery Unplugged, man, they are special. Dr. Barry's been through it himself, very honest, very open about it, and can help you, knows all about how to help you, man. And if you're looking for a little bit of a game changer right now to get back on the field, here's one for your mental health. Recovery Unplugged Behavioral Health has a beautiful mental health residential program in Fort Lauderdale. For 12 years, they've helped over 20,000 people heal with their expert clinical team and their innovative treatments like ketamine therapy for depression, anxiety, and trauma. If you or someone you love needs a winning strategy, something to help them and help them get going, somebody you really care about, call 954-737-4508. That's 954-737-4508. Or you can always visit recoveryunplugged.com. Get more information. Everyone deserves a great season in life. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. A special guest today. Boy, I'm going back. I'm a little embarrassed showing my age. Doing Henry Crockett's game, the Crockett brothers at Ely High School. Now the president of the Orange Bowl committee. And on a big year for the Orange Bowl. We'll get into all of it. Henry joins us this morning. Henry, how you doing, man?
Good morning, Joe. How's everything going?
Man, I'm doing great. It was like yesterday, man. Of course, when you get to my age, it was like yesterday. Ely High School, Soul Bowl, Dillard. Yeah. And Joe, you got to see these Crockett brothers. They're both damn good players. Well, I'll tell you what, those were fun times, man, watching the great teams. And Dillard, of course, obviously loaded back then as well. That had to be fun of the old Soul Bowl when that thing really meant something.
I'm telling you, it was great. And it's funny. It's funny you say that. I was on the phone with Jimbo Fisher yesterday and was inviting him because we're honoring him because we inducted him into the Hall of Fame at the Orange Bowl. And he talked about that game because he came down from Auburn and took all those players from Dillard.
Right.
And but he was just talking about the amount of talent that was on that field. It was amazing.
You know, old Coach Gray, God bless him. He was dishing them to Auburn, boy. They were getting all those guys. I go, hey, man, there's like 12 D1 guys and seven of them are going to Auburn. What the hell's going on back then, man?
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's funny. Fisher. Hey, We got a lot of stuff to get to here. I think as I look at this, this is a big win, and I go back to the big boss over at the Orange Bowl. He was worried about this playoff system and how the Orange Bowl was going to fit in. I said, man, in the big picture, someday they're going to go to the playoffs. I think it's going to be great, and this is the year we hit the home run looking at the two games, the quarterfinals and the championship game. What a great year for you guys at the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, it's a great year, and I think it's just a part of just catapulting us from last year. We had a great game with Penn State and Notre Dame, and to be able to come this year and have a quarterfinal and a national championship, and I also have the opportunity to be the chairman of the Orange Bowl this year. It's just a great year. And what better place to have a national championship with the sun? You know, it's one of the few stadiums that still have grass. So it's just an amazing place to be.
Hey, I got to ask you, because I know because you have played down here and been a big part of the success of our high school and youth football programs. Where's the next field going? I always love it. I think one of the things you guys do, and I hear, you know, a lot of people don't care, but I do. But where's the next field? What do we think, Henry, on the next field? What are we working on?
We're excited, man. Our Orange Bowl Legacy Gifts and Partners Group with the CFP. The next Orange Bowl gift is going to be right there, right next to Dolphin Stadium and the Walt Frazier Park. We had the Miami McGovern Ravens play there. I was fortunate enough to be able to coach there, too, with the legendary coach Rod Mack, who played at University of Miami. He coached a lot of great players there. Jeremiah Smith, he played there. The kid down in Miami, JoJo and Chance.
Yeah,
Robinson and all these great kids that came out of that school. The starting quarterback CJ played NC State, University of North Carolina Bullet. The starting running back there. That park has.
Oh my God!
Well, even Dalvin Cook. That park has produced so many great players, and to be able to come there and refurbish that park that's much needed. I mean, it's going to bring so much to the community. It's going to get a parent's opportunity to come out there and enjoy themselves in a safe environment. And then we're also going to move down to the Kindles Boys and Girls Club. And that's going to be our second field that we do this
year. Oh, man, that's great.
And we're looking forward to it. We spoke with Alex, the president of the Boys and Girls Club. He's ecstatic. But, you know, these gifts that we partnered up with the county and shout out to Commissioner Oliver Gilbert, because he helped push this through. And
always been a big fan. Always been a big fan behind the stuff with the kids.
At Bush Park, we also do a $600,000 STEM room. And we're excited about that because we understand that, you know, the world is going to STEM. Everything is going to be STEM and coding and all that. So we got to make sure that the kids in those underserved areas have the opportunity to keep up and also be prepared for jobs that haven't been created yet. So Orange Bowl Cares and our Legacy Gifts, man, I believe it's one of the most impactful things that we're doing at the Orange Bowl. Because everybody know about the game, but a lot of people don't realize the things that we do throughout the year. So that Legacy Gifts is one of it's at the top.
Hey, Henry, I think it's great, man, not to mention the two games and potentially who we could have from the school you went to. Florida State looks great. Miami, find out more about them this Saturday night against the Gators before they play after a bye week against your Seminoles. I want to get in some things because you're kind of from the old school. We didn't have all the guys coming from Dade to Broward and Broward to Dade, and everybody kind of stayed back in the community back then. As a matter of fact, if you left, I think you'd agree, and you went somewhere else, some guys in the neighborhood would not be happy. That would be a problem.
Not be happy. You know, it was a really community. It was a community thing now. So I sit back and I see these kids transferring from school to school, transferring to school, doing school. You know, I saw the kid from Northwestern going to
American Heritage Plantation.
American Heritage, you know. And last year, the kid from the transfer down to the Penn State commit. He transferred down, was playing at Central, and middle of the year, he transferred to Chaminade. Like, I've never seen anything like this in my life. Like, you know.
Well, I didn't know. I was talking to Larry Blue. So I said, Blue, when the new rule, like, no matter how bad things are, you can go, hey, our quarterback's hurt. We need one of those guys, and that guy's a good backup. We'd like to get him down in I know we're a private here, but we like to go down to Dayton and get that public school kid. He was really good last year, and they're not playing him as much. So he's going to start this. I didn't even know you could do it. So it's a crazy world right now, man, and guys travel 20, 30 minutes to get to where they're going to school. Guys got no problem getting up in the morning. I don't know who's paying for that, but sometimes, you know, guys don't have cars, don't have money for all that stuff, so but they're getting to school.
Yeah, but they find a way to mess with Teddy Bridgewater. Somebody's putting that bill, getting these kids getting from place to place. I just think it's just no accountability. Kids are growing up, and they don't have to, the minute they find some type of adversity, it's always a way out.
Right.
And then you move on to the NIL in college, you know.
Same.
Every year is free agency. Like,
that's right.
I've never heard of it before. Even in the pros, you got a certain amount of time for your free agency. These kids are in free agency every year. Like, it's mind blowing. Like, I want to see them get that money, but I also want to see them endure some things that, you know, they got to fight through. And the first sign of pushback, you don't hit the door. You know, and I'm just concerned that, you know, but just me, Joe, and myself, I benefited so much from relationships that I built during college. And I'm just worried that these kids is not going to be able to build relationships, because when you make the decision, it was always taught, it's not a 4-year decision when you decide what college you go to. It's a 40-year. But now, it's a 6-month decision for these kids. Like, because they're hitting the road the minute they see some sign of resistance. And I don't know what we're – I don't think that's a good thing to be teaching our kids.
Yeah, we're going through I know it's not going away, and I got to get used to it in high school, and now we're getting used to it in college. We've had a few years of it. But you're right, man. First time things don't go well, mom gets together with dad and son, and they go, oh, hell no. He didn't play enough this year. He playing more next year, and if not, he's gone. Well, you got to compete. No. Is he in or is he out? Because we got a great offer out there in the power, you know, another Power 5 school. So it's a different time for sure. Hey, by the way, I got to ask you, did you go to school same time at Ely when Eddie Jones was playing basketball? You didn't?
Yeah.
You were there the same. Eddie, wow.
My brother Eddie Jones are best friends. And so I used to run behind those guys, and I played on the basketball team my sophomore year with Eddie. Eddie's just a great guy. He golfs every day. He's probably on the golf course right now.
Yeah, I think he belongs to Adios. I think he was out there at that Adios, and I think he's working on. He got one focus right now. It's that golf game. There's no question. Yeah that's funny.
He's warming up, or he's already on the golf course right now. I guarantee. Right now, he's on
the
golf course.
The other thing, because I made a comment about, oh, we got a guy from West Broward, and I'll get a call from somebody and go, no, he's a Miami Gardens kid. He ain't a West Broward kid. He's my, so that's the new world we like. You grew up, and that Ely program up there, that youth football program, you grew up, you know, that's considered at one point, I don't know if it still is, one of the best youth football programs in South Florida. Is it still strong up there?
Yeah, it's still strong. They still have a lot of youth football. The only problem is it doesn't trickle into the high school.
No.
Because all the private schools, they come cherry pick the kids once they get to high school. They finish playing their eighth year. They never stay local. And that's not even just the private schools, too. It's some of the public schools, too, you know. But these kids, they don't stick. They don't stay, and they don't go to their neighborhood schools. And I credit, like, I remember a lot of the high school coaches don't even walk through the back gate. They'll come over to the kids to put on a little football camp to try to funnel those kids to the local high school. They just assume that these kids going to go there. I remember Coach Dubuck from Carter Gibbons. I looked around at the field a couple years ago. He had his football players putting on a football camp right there on our park, Mitchell Moore Park, which is another park that legacy park that the Orange Bowl has done. I was fortunate enough to, you know, be a part of bringing a legacy gift to that my hometown field as well. But I saw I saw the Carter Gibbons players put on the football camp there. So what happens is a lot of the kids go to Carter Gibbons.
Yeah.
So you have to invest in these parks. That's what I've learned. You know, you have to invest in these parks, And I had a chance that my son is at St. Thomas. He's a freshman. And I coached on Rod Mack at my retired Ravens.
Hey Henry, you're breaking up on us here, bud. I can hardly hear you. Can you try it again?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're good. Yeah. Go ahead about your son's at St. Thomas. Yeah.
My son's at St. Thomas, and I'm just happy to have him there because Roger Harris is a little old school. Like, there's no parents at practice.
Nope.
You know, and he just
no.
You know, you're gonna earn your keep. You know, you're not going to walk in the door and think that you're going to just be the man. You have to work your way up. Everybody was a man when they came in and they did their time. You're going to play JV a little bit. You'll play a little bit of varsity if you're good enough. But you're going to – he gets kids to buy into, you know, just listen. Put the work in. In due time, your time will come. Like a lot of the kids, even the kids on our Ravens team, like they're looking to play, go to a place that they can go play right now.
Oh yeah, everybody wants a right now at every level. It's a right now thing, and if not, you got to think about them. Yeah, it's and then you got schools like you said. Roger does a great job over there, and he follows.
Great job, man.
You know, so I went to watch my son practice one day. I was off at NBC, and George Smith was the head coach. I didn't know. My son had never said anything. I said, "I'm gonna go out and watch him practice." So I get out there, and I see old George walking towards me, and says, "Hey, what are you doing?" So I'm off today from NBC. I came out and watched you guys practice. He goes, no. 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 You need to leave. I cracked up. So then I found out, you know, I'm talking to some of the other guys that I play with. It's kids. They go, oh, yeah, we found the same thing. George said, no, you can't watch.
Nah,
and I get it, man. There's no reason for parents to be out there, you know, and going, hey, where's my kid and why is he not in there? And so that's something the way they do it. So,
and you give a chance, you give a kid a chance to grow up too. Yeah. Like, he got to start making his own decisions. He got to start, you know, you just hope that the work ethic that you've instilled in him, that he would carry that on and he would utilize those tools. But you got to be a man. I think that's a part of the growth. Yeah. And so I'm excited to have my son work on him. But, like, I know a lot of his teammates. They would not come to St. Thomas because they say, oh, they don't play freshmen. So I'm like, listen, your kid is 13, 14 years old. Yeah. He's going against 18-year-old kids. Your body has to develop.
Yeah.
It's a process, you know, that you have to go through. Like I said, listen, I don't care what the situation is. You can't cheat the process. And all these kids want instant success. They want, you know, right now, I want to offer right now. Like, you know, it just, we're in the era where it's a bunch of microwave babies. And I think, you know, at the end of the day,
yeah,
you know, what's 4 years for you? Like, you know, Joe, you only need 1 year.
By the way, I hear guys getting scholarship just playing in 7-on-7 like every week. And they're going, oh, I'm offering. This kid just had a great 7-on-7. I go, 7-on-7? My man never got hit back there. How you know he's going to make those kind of catches anyway? Oh, hey, we can go on and on. Hey, Henry, man, first of all, it's great to have you as president of the Orange Bowl, and I'm really excited about the games and all the stuff you just shared with us, giving back what you guys are doing, and then just talking some old-school South Florida football, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys. And don't forget, you know, January 1st this year, we got a noon game at the Orange Bowl. It's gonna be a great time. We're excited for it. I'm just happy to be able to be at the front and lead them. And like I said, I get the opportunity to work along some of the greatest people in the world at the Orange Bowl, and all the things that we do in the community. So come on out, man, and come out and enjoy it. And 18 days later, we got the national championship.
Wow!
And we can't do it without the community. So hopefully, the community come out. We'd love for you guys to come out and support. We're gonna have some amazing things for them to do throughout the whole week. So check us out.
Hey, Henry, and if people need tickets, I'm going to give out your personal phone number so that they can get. Thank you, Henry. You know I'm messing with you, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe.
All right.
Thank you for the support throughout the years, too. I really appreciate it, Joe.
No problem. Henry Crockett, president of the Orange Bowl, joining us this morning. Former NFL linebacker out of Ely High School, the Crockett brothers. He and his brother Zach, man. All right. Hey, we got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to. We're going to be flipping it over here in the 8 o'clock hour. Before you know it, after Hollywood's headlines, we'll be checking in later on with the coach of the Florida Panthers. Can you believe it, man? It's back. Didn't it just end? Didn't we just celebrate? Wasn't everybody over on the beach on A1A?
Yeah, that's what happens when you play late into the
Every year?
The season, yeah.
I think they're about a point. They play next year. Remember LeBron goes, hey, man, you see – hey, LeBron, you tired? He goes, yeah, every 4 years I play an extra regular season of basketball. That's what these guys are going through. Hey, hurricane season. I see it's the old noodles are starting to fly around a little bit, man, and you never know. It is hurricane season. Hey, you can protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. You got that old leaky roof, and you're going, one more year, man. Let me just get through one more year. Let the weather gods take care of us and leave us alone one more year. Stop it. Replace your old roof now and pay later when you go with Loctite. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Save big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3. Make that $6 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com. You can call during working hours, 954-500-LOCK. They got a great staff that will answer all your questions. Get the process started. They cover all of South Florida. They'll do a great job for you. So protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us here today?
All right, real quick, just let people know that champion boxer Mike Tyson is bringing his Return of the Mike show to Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood this December. Stories and more from Iron Mike. We got a chance for you to win tickets. Just text the word IRON to 20357, and that's IRON to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Tickets are also available for purchase at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. So there you go.
Sounds good, Woody.
To go see Mike Tyson.
Yeah, let's move on to part two here.
All right. Bill Belichick getting set for North Carolina's matchup with UCF this weekend. Might be.
UCF's a little down this year, aren't they?
I'm not entirely sure. Really follow their program. But I will tell you that Bill Belichick had, you know, he spoke to the media, did his Tuesday press conference here.
Do your job.
Well, here's a little snippet. See, UCF likes to be called UCF. That's like their thing. They don't want to be called Central Florida or anything else.
Well, so, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So here you go.
Okay.
We'll just go through the preparations for Central, and it's another good football team. You know, I know Scott does a good job down there, but we'll have to, you know, you know, gear up for what they do, and they've got a lot of skilled athletes. They get the ball in space a lot. And, you know, defensively, they got some explosive guys we're gonna have to handle. So, you know, we'll find out.
They just hit him with the Central.
Central High School down in Miami. That's might as well been talking about them.
So UCF's favored by like 6.5 in that game.
Wow,
UNC got a couple wins though, man.
You saw the schedule. Come on.
Yeah, they weren't good teams, but they got a couple wins nonetheless.
Got some wins.
Speaking of wins, Joe, did you happen to see how many people watched the Eagles and Chiefs?
No.
Almost 34 million viewers. That is the most watched game through the first 2 weeks of the season, obviously.
Yeah.
And the most watched week two NFL game in league history.
Wow. 34 million, huh?
33.8.
The big guys showing, flexing their muscles again, huh? Put that game together.
Well, obviously,
rematch.
So the Chiefs are still the most watched team in the NFL. Now, they
are off to a bad start. It's their worst start in 11 years here. So we'll see if that holds up. I'm guessing it still will. Although Travis Kelce pissed a lot of people off wearing that shirt. Apparently that thing has gone over very poorly.
Again, they've got other problems besides that T-shirt he's wearing.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know.
You bring up the T-shirt, like, okay.
Just in general.
Like, just in general, like hold on the ball down in the end zone and not have it bounce out of your hands into.
I suppose.
Got picked. That might be a little bigger issue.
All right, we've done a lot of stories over the years about airplanes that have had to turn back, right, in the middle of the flight because of the fight or whatever. This is a new one here. We had a cruise ship that had to return back to Miami after a brawl by the kids' pool.
I don't get it.
This is a new one here. A verbal dispute ensued between patrons, which became physical. Miami-Dade Sheriff's Office said in a statement, the captain of the ship decided to return to port and contact the authorities. Both individuals were transported to a local hospital for minor injuries. Both passengers involved declined to press charges.
But they got kicked off the cruise.
Yeah, but still, like.
What a bunch of dummies.
This should be a life sentence.
Like you're on a cruise.
Yeah.
Who could get you that mad? Somebody cut in front of you at the buffet and took a piece of pizza that you liked? Like, what are we talking about here?
Well, if you go back to August, we had the brawl because of the chicken tenders at the buffet line. That was in August.
But it must have been awfully
it's rough
hungry.
Out there, bro. It's rough out there, man. People are I don't know what's getting into people these days, but
people are,
the kids pool on the cruise ship. No good.
Good. Anxiety is all time high right now.
I'd say. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's not good.
Fair.
A lot of people popping a lot of pills these days.
And Joe, if you are interested, the largest waterfront estate on Miami Beach has hit the market. They have chosen the price of $169 million. I don't know how they arrived at
that
number.
We got a place in South Florida worth $169 million.
That's the asking price.
They can drop it $10 million.
I don't know. I'm guessing they just came up with 169 because it's a funny number, and they were like, well, "What are we gonna have price this stupid house at?"
How many people even go? Let's go take a look at it. I'm in the market for this.
I'm guessing they have to, you know, show proof of funds.
You think
before they go tour this?
Hey, place. I see you make $1 million a year, but you can't afford this place. You have to leave.
So the house is it's a 9-bedroom mansion, 15 bathrooms. I don't know why you need double the bathrooms to bedrooms, but I don't know. That's just how these people roll, I guess. It's on North Bay Road in Miami Beach, also known as Billionaires Row.
There you have it.
It makes sense.
How many billionaires do we have down here now?
Well, we're going to have another one now. 17,000 square feet. They have an indoor racquetball court.
Oh, got to have that. Go racquetball players.
Your neighbors, by the way, would be Shakira, Michael Bay, and the Beckhams.
Wow. I guess that is that's pretty strong company down there in that neighborhood.
If you want to live next to Shakira, this is your shot.
I guess there is. We got talking about what Star Island and Indian Creek yesterday that's got their share of billionaires.
Can you get a mortgage on a house like this? Like, is that...
Those people...
Do you put 10% or 20%
those
down?
Those people may just... I don't know. Those people might just pay cash.
I'm kidding. I would assume, yeah.
We don't need the mortgage. 5% here. Take this. Yeah, wow, Woody. That's...
That'd be a juicy mortgage, though, for whatever whoever is able to get that thing.
Man, you're not
imagine
kidding.
That.
No.
7% of that thing?
Did you say $169 million?
Yeah. You probably make him an offer, though. Right, maybe they're flexible, motivated seller.
No, that's an expensive one. All right, hey Woody, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up here. Paul Maurice, Florida Panthers head coach, going to join us at 8:20 this morning. We'll talk to him. Back to work, man. It's time to go back to work. We haven't talked to coach, man. We didn't get to talk to him after the parade last year. He was the MVP of the parade 2 years ago. He was outstanding, but I think one of his players took it, and we'll took the prize. We'll talk to him about all that stuff coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Brian Baldinger is going to join us as well this morning. We'll talk to him about the Miami Dolphins, Thursday Night Football, and everything else. But first, we go to Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Yeah, man, they're going, hey, we want to let everybody know, man, the fixed rate's in the fives right now. If you've been self-employed, and been declined by the banks. We got a great program for you. I mean, he was going through all these great programs that he has put together to help people. First-time home buyers, just getting you pre-approved and just getting you back in the game so you have a chance. How many times you go out and you're losing out because you are a first-time home buyer, he gets you qualified and the whole deal, it's done and you are ready to roll. Not only that, but he's got a great program for seniors right now. You know, you paid that home. You know how seniors are. I'm one of those people. You pay your home off, and all of a sudden you go, man, I could use some of that equity in the house. Well, you can convert your home equity into money. And Michael Kotze can do it super fast for you. You've been declined by the banks. I'm telling you, Michael Kotze can get it done for you. Got a lot of great programs out there. Hey, I want to let you know, if you're going through it right now, would like to deal with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage and his 30 years of experience. The man has no life. He's always working. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. Get the process started, 2730. That's 561-441-2730. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.